Okay. So, again, we're in, getting close to the end, but we're in Siman Sadi of the Mechaber. Second line, Sif Chaf, page 246. So last time we were together, we discussed the very important halakha in your test, that a person should be kovei makom, a person should have a set place when they daven in shul, page 246. So we'll be at the end of the second line. So again, you're supposed to have a set place. The halacha says that Mr. Burr brings down that within four amos is considered the same place. In other words, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, but again, it should be around the same area. The whole idea is if you have a set seat, besides the fact that we have a pasuk by Avram Avinu had a set place for his davening, but also, you know, you're less distracted. We'll see a similar idea to that also today. It's not good. Thank you. Maybe people give twice as much now. It's worth a try. I just wanted to mention, the Aruch HaShulchan says, there is an opinion that says, as long as you're in the same shul, again, we discussed this, Mishra Brewer brought this down also, that this is against the idea of people shul hop, right? They just have one place. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down an opinion that says that as long as it's in the same shul, so it doesn't make a difference where you sit. You can sit there and there. But the Aruch HaShulchan rejects that idea. Again, the Mishra Brewer really doesn't even bring down that opinion. So therefore, again, you should have a set place, as we learned last time. In Chaf. Another very interesting idea. Yikanes shi or shtei psachim v'achar kispal. Person should come in to shul the amount of two doorways. The amount of two doorways, and then they should daven. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the idea here is also that that a person, we'll see this in the next halakha too, just don't come in and start davening. So this way a person, we'll see a little more about it, you're a little more settled when you start davening. So you're supposed to come in the amount of two doorways and then you daven. The Mishnah Berurah explains, for this reason, I don't know if you're, but in shul usually there's a foyer of some way, you know, like just don't walk right away into wherever they daven. You know, it's like you don't have a bachelor apartment shul, right? There's something like, I remember there was one shul locally, very good, nice shul. It was one room. So I remember when the first opened up and I had to dive in there, so I noticed there was no entryway. So then I noticed a little while later they had like a wall. So you walked in, then you went around the wall, and then you got like into the shul because, you know, really the shul wasn't set, it was really just one room. So again, that would be a violation of this halacha, because you have to be able to go in, get into like an entryway, a foyer, and then go into the shul. Mishnah Berurah says, we see this in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Heichal, but before the Heichal, there was the area before the Heichal. So you didn't go right into the Kohen, you didn't go right into the Heichal. There was an area before. And then they went into they went into the Azor, and then they went into the Heichal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this halacha is blatantly against people who do that. In other words, a lot of times there's a foyer, and then you go into the shul, I mean, as this halacha says. So you see sometimes people daven in the foyer, right? Maybe they're late, or they don't want to walk in, late, you know, whatever. So you see you're not supposed to do that. Now, let's see what this means. Yesh mefarshim, back upstairs. Shir shtei besachim hainu ches tvachim. Some say that the entranceway of two entryways would be eight tvachim. Yikanes lifnim, shalo yeshev etzal ha-pesach, shenir ha-kamasoy l'yeshivas beisach ne'asas. That the first opinion is, the reason why we have this halacha that you have to have a foyer, an entryway, is you have to go in, means you have to go in at least eight tvachim. At least eight tvachim. Why? Because if you're closer than that to the door, so it looks like, you know, I really don't want to be here. You know, I'm by the door, you know, I'll slip out. You know, it looks like davening in shul is a burden to a person. So therefore, you have to be further in. You have to be further in. Olufizan, according to this, im yesh lo makom miyuchad etzal ha-pesach, ein b'kach klum. So according to this, if you have a set place, right? The last halacha was you have to have a makom kavua. So now we're saying, some say the reason for this halacha is because, the reason why you have to go in the amount of two doors is because if you hang out right by the door, so it looks like you don't want to be there. So according to that, let's put both halachas together. Let's say you have a set place, which you're supposed to have, and your set place is right by the door. That's your seat. That's where you have it, right? Not everybody could sit, you know, all the way up. So somebody has to, we'll get to that also. Somebody has to sit in the back. So if you have a set seat according to this reasoning, so then there's no problem if you sit next to the door, because it doesn't look like it's burnt. This is my seat. The other opinion is the reason for this halacha is hatam mivnei shema bilachutz. Second opinion is, you know why you have to have a foyer? The reason why you have to have a foyer, because if you just have nothing and you have the door and then the shul, right, it's a studio apartment shul, someone happens, the door opens, you see this even without, and it opens to Robertson Boulevard. So then the door opens, and every time the door opens, you know, there's a little noise, so everybody looks outside. How can you concentrate that way? So according to that reason, according to that rationale, for the reason why we have a foyer, is to block your view, right? If you have that door, if you have the, rather that wall, if you have that wall, so then if the door opens, you can't see anything, according to reason number two. So according to that, if let's say the door of the shul doesn't open to a public thoroughfare, let's say it opens to a backyard or something. So according to reason number two, then you can have a studio apartment shul. According to reason number two. V'yesh mafarshim. A third opinion is, as I said before, shlo yismar yamar v'lis palo miyad. Third opinion is, like I said before, third opinion is the reason why you're supposed to have the amount of two doorways before you go in is because you shouldn't run into shul, right? You're running into shul, you're like, run in, right? Unfortunately, you see people do this, not here, but... So the third opinion is, no, it's so that a person, you know, you have to walk in, it gives you time to think, you know, you're not just coming right off the street and davening right away. And the Machaber finishes that therefore what a person should do is we, or a shul should function themselves, is that you should worry about all opinions. You should cover all opinions. In other words, that's halacha, but that we have three different reasons why we have this halacha. In other words, is it because, like we said at the beginning, because it looks like it's a burden, so therefore you shouldn't hang out near the door. That's the first opinion. So don't hang out by the door, right? You see people do this, unfortunately. You know, it's a plague. You know, they stand every shul, you know, people stand in the back. So you shouldn't stand in the back, because then it looks like you want to get out of there. Sit down. Second opinion is because you're looking around. So third opinion is that to give you time to think, so you just don't run into shul. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down a very interesting idea. The Mishnah Berurah says that, let's hold off on that. We'll get to that in the next halacha. Good. Let's just do Chaf Aleph very quickly. Also another idea. Sarak shalo yehe dobar chotzes beinu lebein hakir. Also, you might have heard this halacha. There shouldn't be anything between you and the wall. Shadavin, like near a wall. This is based upon Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech says that he turned to the wall and he davened. We'll see why. Now, again, we'll get to it a little later, maybe tomorrow. But basically, the idea also, there's a few ideas, but one of the ideas is concentration, right? You just see the wall. So, you know, you're not looking around, look at all those. And we'll see that also in the next halacha, believe it or not, too. Similar idea about distraction. V'davar kavua kagon aram v'teva, but if it's something set, so let's say, you know, like a lot of shuls, they have bookshelves, right? So you can't get to the wall because the wall, there's a bookshelf, you know, like we have in the basement, it's like, well, end to end bookshelf. So on that side, there ain't no wall, right? You can't get to the wall. So the Machaber says something that's set, like a chest or a cabinet, elam chotzim. Those are not considered obstacles between you and the wall. Therefore, if you daven by them. That's also okay. It's not considered as if you're davening not near a wall. Now we'll get into this a little more tomorrow, but the basic idea is the Mishnah Berurah is going to say this is not an issur. There's no issur in davening in the middle. There's no issur. It's just a mitzvah min amovkor. There's no, again, if you can't daven near the wall, and obviously, like the Rosh Hashanah says, in a shul that has any amount of people, not everybody could daven by the wall, right? We'll see whether people, we'll get into this also tomorrow. You could be standing where Mark Zdaka is, and there's nothing between you and the wall, right? See, we're thinking that you have to be like where Mr. Taylor is, right against the wall. But all the Machaber says, there shouldn't be anything between you and the wall.
Should not be.
So therefore, technically, I don't know, you can be where I am, right? You can be where I am. There's nothing between me and the wall. Right? I mean, not
sure.
This wall. Right? So we'll see. That's what we're going to get into in Mir Sashem tomorrow. What is considered an obstruction as far as this halacha is concerned? But again, the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah or Hashulchan Aruch says that, if you can't get near a wall, or something like Tanai Har, the shul's full, that doesn't mean you should go to another shul that maybe is inferior in davening quality, just to, again, it's a mitzvah min amokar, it's not an obligation to do this. Okay?